All right, we're back with lecture number 8, vision. I know we talked about vision before, and I mentioned it here and there. Vision is always a tricky thing. I remember when I got to the last church that I ministered to, it was a church that was past its prime. They were successful, and then they fell apart. And, you know, I came, and there was a lot of turmoil, and to change the vision. You know, the vision was not a great vision, but I didn't. I resisted, which was a good thing. And what I did is I introduced certain habits. I introduced a couple of things, Bible reading and Bible memorization, and that's all I did. And I carried on as usual. And after a year, the leaders came to me and said, you know, I think we're different than we are. I think we need a new vision. And I said, no, let's just be the new vision for a while. And then finally, when we are this vision, we can easily write it and it will be no problem. So that's what we did. So sometimes a vision just develops as you go. You just start with certain things that you want to do and you do them, and then eventually you put it all together. But even as I was putting these practices in place, and I wasn't writing down a formal vision, I had a vision. And that's why I introduced these, you know, Bible reading practices and so on. So as a leader, you need to have a sense of what it is that you want to do. So I've been giving you a lot of information, which in some ways makes the coming up with a vision harder. Because now you have all these things to think about, whereas before maybe it was just a simple thing. So it's hard to get information and then simplify. But that's what you need to do. Okay? In the end, so questions that I think if you just answer these questions, it will help you sort of figure out, you know, the simple vision that is driving you. Because ultimately, if you're leading and you're trying to make something happen, it's something inside of you that you know God is calling you to. And that's what it takes to get anything off the ground, believe me. Because there will be people pushing and shoving with their own vision. And then you get a confusion of visions, and then things fall apart. So you have to know what it is that you really want. So let me try to help you. All right. So the first question is why? Okay, why did you take this course? There's a reason why you wanted to take how to start a successful men's ministry or help a men's ministry. You took this course because of what? Because you have a need? Because, you know, you had something happen in your life that made you think this is important? Because you see men in your life who are, you know, making a mess of their lives and you just want to do something about it? You want support in your own walk with God? You know, why is it that you took this class? Why might you consider starting a men's ministry? What, if you had to answer that question right off the top of your head, why do you want to start a men's ministry? What would it be? Why do you think God might be calling you to a men's ministry? Why do you think God's involved? Where's this thing coming from? I remember when I planted a church. I had a vision for it. But I got that vision from learning and looking around. But then brokenness happened in my life. And a new vision, God was forming a new vision for me. You know, the vision I had before is you plant a church by having great sermons and great music. You attract people in. And it worked. But my spirit was, you know, low. You know, the church succeeded, and I didn't. And then God gave me a new vision. No, a walk with God, a person's walk with God, a person's walk with their spouse and their family, that has to be the engine that drives the church to grow, to be planted. And it changed everything. And because I felt God had given me this vision, it didn't matter whether it succeeded or it didn't succeed. It didn't matter whether people wanted to follow it or not. I had to do this. I had to follow this vision that God had given me. And that gave me strength to do it and attract people that wanted to do the same thing and to actually make it happen. Why do you think you can do it? You want to start a men's ministry, you want to mold a men's ministry, whatever it is. I don't know what your goal is, but why do you think you can do it? I know there's a whole bunch of reasons why you think you can. But I'm asking you, why do you think you can? And it's not arrogant for you to figure this out. God has given you gifts and abilities. He's given you interests. He's given you experiences for a purpose. And maybe it's for this. So what is it that you think that you can do? Who? What man inspired you to want to do ministry at all? And how did that man do it? Maybe it was a neighbor. Maybe it was your father. Maybe it was your grandfather. Maybe it was your first pastor. Maybe it was a youth pastor. Maybe it was a friend. I don't know. Somebody inspired you towards ministry, towards thinking that you could do something. I went on a mission project when I was 18, and the people in charge, you know, put me in charge of the group. I don't know why. I didn't know anything. And there was an incident with one of the team members, and they ran away, and I, you know, I had to go out in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. and find them, and then we talked till 6 a.m, and I helped them get past whatever this crisis was, and that was the first time that I made a difference, I thought, in anyone's life, and I thought, maybe I can do this, maybe God has wired me to do this. I had no idea before that, so God gave me an experience that inspired. My father inspired me. I have good friends that have inspired me. Who has inspired you to believe in ministry and that maybe you can do something? Who's your mentor? And how has he helped you grow as a follower of Jesus? You need a mentor. You need someone that you're following, or otherwise no one will follow you. They won't follow you because they want to be like you. And if you're not following anyone, then they're not going to follow you. So who's your mentor? What kind of relationship do you have with your mentor? What do you want to learn still from your mentor? Does your mentor even know that he or she is your mentor? Or maybe you need to find a mentor. Maybe you need to ask someone. Find someone that you admire. Find someone that you want to be like and say, hey, will you be my mentor? Why not? Who have you helped? And how did you do it? You know, I told you that experience, on that mission thing that I was on. It changed my life. I came back from that thinking, I might be able to do something. I might be able to actually help people. And it was fun. It was exciting. It was revealing. It was revealing, not only did it help that person, but it helped me. Who can help you start a men's ministry? Who in your world? You want to do something. You have a beginning vision of what it is that you want to do. Well, who can help you? Who in your life needs a men's ministry? So that, you know, this is driving the motivation. If who is your brother? Is it a friend? Is it a coworker? Is it a neighbor? Who needs a ministry? Write their names down, because these people are your motivation. You look at those names. You pray for those names every day. It keeps you on track. Okay, I want to do this. It keeps you to keep going with this course to finish it. What? What successes have you had in helping individual men deal with something in their life? You know, when I talk about, my experience early on, and then throughout my ministry, I can think of people. I can see people's names. I can see a person, you know, that the marriage is falling apart, and they're sitting in my office, and we're talking, and their tears are hitting the floor. And we help put the broken puzzle pieces of their marriage on the table, and little by little, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we put it back together. And then 20 years later, when I see them, they still come up and say, God did an amazing thing through you. Okay, what successes have you had in helping individual men deal with something in their life? If you can't think of anything, then get out there and get some. Get out there and, you know, find somebody that needs something and help them. Get a story behind you. Number two, what specific brokenness have you overcome in your life? And how did it happen? Maybe there was an addiction. Maybe there was a problem with your weight. Maybe there was a problem with, your marriage. Maybe there's a problem with your parenting, whatever. What have you struggled with in your life, and how did it ever get fixed? How did it overcome? Because the areas that you found some victory, some area where you were broken and you were overcame it, those are, you know, people that have those problems are the people that you can help. You're an example of the possibility of a change. So that's the area where you're motivated. If you're trying to help somebody in an area that you know nothing about, then, you know, you're just telling people information, something you read. But if it's something that you overcame, well, you're motivated. I know God can change you because God changed me. Number three, what brokenness are you dealing with that makes you want the support of other men who are dealing with their own brokenness? Okay, this goes again to motivation. If you're struggling in your marriage, you need other people who are struggling or doing a little better with their marriage, or someone who knows what it's like to struggle in their marriage and to overcome that. And so this speaks to your need for a men's group. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can start a men's group and still have a need for a men's group. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, we all need a Savior. I can share Christ with people, and at the very same time, I need that same Savior in my own life. In fact, that makes it more relevant. It makes it more real. I'm trying to share a Savior with you, a Savior that I need right now in my own life. I'm vulnerable, which, you know, I'm now modeling what you can do vulnerable too. And we both can look to the mercy of God together. What do you think you have to offer in men's ministry? Again, look at your gifts, look at your experiences, opportunities. What do you have to? Don't shy away from this. Like, oh no, you know, I'm nothing. I'm, you know, this false humility thing. No, you need to know what you're good at. You need to know what you have to offer to someone. That's a positive thing. When will you start putting your vision of the men's ministry together? You know, I can talk to you all day long, but if you don't do something, if you don't put it together, nothing's going to happen. I'm sorry, I can come off as really badgering sometimes, but, you know, maybe that's what you need. You got to get off the dime. You got to make something happen. Especially those of you that have the perfectionist tendency, you know, everything has to be perfect, and so you never do anything. It doesn't have to be perfect. We are not perfect. It will never be perfect. God will mold you and make you into what He needs and wants you to be. So when will you start putting this vision together? Put it together. Write it down. Put something down. When will you start looking for potential leader partners and sharing your vision for men's ministry with them? What's stopping you? Well, I don't have it written down. Oh, I don't have it written down because I don't know what to do. I don't have it perfect. Just start. And you know what? Some of the men that you're talking to will help you do a better job next time. Maybe the first person you get is the real guy that knows how to recruit people. That happened in my church plan. I'm an introvert. I don't know how to go out and get people to come to my church. But the first person I got to come to my church got 10 families to come to my church without me doing anything. I got one, they got 10. When will you start the group? Okay, recruiting the members, and you have a plan this year, 6 months, 2 months, 1 month, next week, 5 years. What do you want to do? What do you think you want to do? Where? Where will you meet? Where will you start the process? Where can you get help? How? How are you going to recruit leader partners? Make an appointment, call them on the phone, talk to them next time you see them. I mean, this is how specific you have to be, or nothing's going to happen. So, make a plan. Then how are you going to do it? Have a big outing, invite people over for dinner. How are you going to do this? Figure out how you're going to do it, then do it. How are you going to invite potential members? That's the question I've been asking. How are you going to make this happen? Okay. So I've asked all these questions. And again, the tendency is to be overwhelmed. Oh, I don't know. I don't know where to start. I don't know how I can do this. You can do this. You're taking this class because God put this on your heart. And God doesn't waste our time. He put this on your heart for a specific reason. Your job now is to trust God. Trust that He has chosen you to do something, to make something happen, or to die trying. You know, again, sometimes we don't know what success is. Sometimes it looks like failure, but in the outer world, the kingdom world, the spiritual realm, success is happening, and we don't even see it or know it. We are called to be faithful. God's calling you to do something, and so you just do it. And let the results, you know, teach you, but also let the results, that's God's problem. It's not your problem. Your problem is to be faithful to the vision God calls you to. And you have a vision. Maybe it isn't, you know, developed. Maybe you can't articulate it well, and that's what I'm trying to help you do. I have all these questions. If you answer these questions, maybe, you know, answering these questions will give you a little bit of, you know, focus. That's what you need. Or maybe the first person you recruit actually take a, you know, all this stuff and put it into something that can work. Maybe that's what you need. Fine. To find that person. The point is, you're taking this class because God has done something in your heart. So you need to follow through with whatever it is. So start with that. That at least is your vision. My vision is to do something related to men's ministry. That's my vision. That's all I got. Fine. If that's all you've got, then that's what you go with. And go out to others and share that. This is what God is doing in my life. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking a class. This is what I think God is putting on my heart, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm learning, but I can't put it all together. Do you want to join me in this process? And you know what? God will do something. God will show you the way. He will. So again, sound like a broken record, but get out there. Do it. Be faithful to the vision that God is calling you to. We'll see you next time.